Hey, welcome back to the podcast, guys. And today we're going to be talking about manufacturers and how manufacturers are not exactly what you think they are. So a good number of questions coming in as of late as well has been whether to send their watches to independent or manufacturers. And a large majority of times, a lot of the customers believe that sending the watches back to the manufacturers is a better idea than it is to send it to an independent watchmaker. Generally, that is the case, and I would always vouch for that. But there are times when the manufacturers also make mistakes. And a lot of the times, people think that when they send their watches back to the manufacturers, that they cannot make a mistake. For the most part, what I'm trying to tell you is that I've worked at manufacturers before. I was a manufacturer watchmaker before, and for the most part, they make mistakes too. I mean, believe it or not, they're not this perfect corporation. You know, for the most part, they make mistakes. They have watchmakers that make more mistakes than I've seen some independent watchmakers make. There's bad apples in both sides of the equation. So, you know, there are plenty of good apples in both sides as well. But for the most part, a lot of customers and a lot of you guys always think that by sending your watch to the manufacturers, nothing could ever go wrong. And that could be farther, it's definitely very skewed in the sense where I've seen a lot of watches go to manufacturers and they mess up and they replace things free of charge. And that could be a good thing and that could be a bad thing for you. It could be a good thing in the sense where, hey, look, you got a free dial change for free. It could be a good thing in the sense where maybe you got hands changed for free. Maybe you got a crystal changed for free. But for the most part, some of these manufacturers and some of these brands don't tell you that. Yeah, it's pretty insane. And you won't hear this elsewhere in the sense where, I'll give you a perfect example. Let's say you bring your watch in for a service, and during the service, they say that you need a complete. They say you need a complete service, and you need to change a link on your bracelet. Let's say, and then during the overhaul, they realize that your crystal was not good, and that your dial is not. You have a broken dial feet, right? Let's just say, and they'll change it all out. For the most part, I know many brands would just change the whole thing out because they realized that they didn't catch that during the estimating phase, and that they'll replace it without hassling you guys. Now, that could be a good thing and that could be a bad thing. That could be a good thing for you if you are into stuff like that. So if you want the latest things, and you know, if the dial change and the crystal change is newer stuff than what you already have on your watch, then you might be like, hey, sure, why not? But for the most part, they won't ever tell you. I know many brands that don't tell you. Now, there are some brands that do tell you when they do stuff like that, but then there are more brands that will change it free of charge because they don't want you to incur the changes and the fees for the new dial and the new crystal if they realize that they messed up on their end. Right. So what I'm trying to say is some collectors and some other people want everything to remain the same on their watches. So in that sense, you might not like it. And manufacturers make mistakes. You know, I've seen watchmakers and manufacturers butcher hands. I've seen them butcher dials. I've seen them butcher movements. And at the end of the day, the brand covers it all, you know, because that's the great thing about sending it to a manufacturer. Is that for the most part, they have everything there and they will change it and they will do it free of charge. But for the most part, the reason why you don't hear more manufacturer nightmare stories is because they have the option and resources to change your dial, your crystal, your hands, or anything free of charge on their end without having ever once really let you know or notify you. Because they have the option to do it. Whereas if you send the watch to an independent watchmaker and they end up not catching that during the estimating phase, they will have to notify you so that they can actually have the resources to go pick you pick up a new dial or a new crystal for you if they realize that they messed up on that part. And for some independent watchmakers, they'll eat it too, and in good faith, they'll eat it because they don't want you guys to incur the fees. And it goes both ways, like I said. You know, there's bad apples and good apples on both sides of the equation. But for the most part, for people to tell me that manufacturers are this perfect entity, that why wouldn't we ever not want to send our watches to manufacturers? There's not a lot of room for you as a customer when it comes to manufacturers, because if the manufacturers tell you, if the brands tell you that they're gonna need to change XYZ, there's no working around that for the most part. I mean, you can try, and there are circumstances where you can budge, but more so than not, there are a lot of brands that don't, and you're subject to their requirements. So if you have an in-house movement, rest assured that for the most part, if you need parts for that movement, you're gonna have to send it back to the manufacturer, unless you can get an independent watchmaker who can pick up those in-house movement parts and stuff. But one of the reasons why a lot of these brands have gotten in-house is to limit the repairs of external network watchmakers, and so that's why they have in-house watches, in-house movements. And also, that's also due to the whole parts, you know, equation with Swatch Group and everything like that. But at the end of the day, back to the topic at hand, manufacturers do mess up, and I don't want you to ever think that if your watch is better off in the hands of the watch and better off in the hands of the manufacturer. What I'm trying to say is you should look at it in a very unbiased way, see the good things and see the bad things of both sides of the equation, and then make calculated adjustments. And it's very, very one-sided now in terms of watchmaking, where everyone believes that they should send their watches to the manufacturers because the manufacturers will do a better job. And I want to point out that I've seen a good amount of independent watchmakers that do better work, if not if not do the same work, if not better than most manufacturers. And I don't want you guys to think that just because a watchmaker does not have a parts account means that they're not good. That's not the case at all. There's a lot of reasons why some watchmakers do not have parts account. That could be due to not knowing the right person. That could be not being able to get their foot through the door. That could be because they don't have a retail network to sell the brand's watches. So, in that sense, you know, don't judge a watchmaker just from their ability to have a parts account. You know, having a parts account is great, but just because the watchmaker doesn't have a parts account doesn't mean that they're not good. And in that sense, you know, hopefully this balances out the views between manufacturers versus independent watchmakers. What I'm trying to say is that there are a lot of good watchmakers out there that could make manufacturers look like garbage in the sense, in the way they work, in the way the quality of the output. Because you got to remember, manufacturers at the end of the day, they're pumping watches out at an extraordinary pace. Efficiency is king, and maybe care is not necessarily one of their strong suits, right? So they'll put the whole thing through a series of calculated efficiencies and stuff like that, whereas an independent watchmaker will take care of that one watch from start to finish. And manufacturers, a lot of these manufacturers nowadays are actually separating the workload by department and department and department. So one person could be receiving the watch, another person could be, you know, disassembling the watch, another person could be doing the estimates, one another person could be doing the reassembling, and one another person could be doing the cleaning. So by the time the watch ever gets completed, it could have gone through over easily 10, 15 people's hands. And some customers don't like that. Some customers don't like knowing that their watches were being handled by that many different people and along the process. And that's one thing for you to consider if you are a wristwatch owner and you're planning on sending your watch out. Whereas some customers, some people, they would prefer someone working on their watch from start to finish. The best way I can explain it, and the best way I can walk you through it, is if you're gonna go buy something, would you like it if you were being handled and tossed around by 10 to 15 different people before you finalize your purchase, or would you rather have had one person who knew your history and worked along with you from start to finish? And that's kind of how the manufacturers, and that's how independent watchmakers at this point are being compared to in our conversation here about why sometimes you might not want to bring it to the manufacturer. And at that point, a lot of the times you also have to remember is that manufacturers work off of efficiency. And if your watch does not match the watches that they currently have in rotation, then it won't, either they will tell you they would not work on your watch, or they will charge you more money in that sense, because that is more work for them. And you have to remember that if it's more work for them, that's more work. There's more charges in terms of the estimate towards you as the customer. So when you have an independent watchmaker who's used to handling different watches, and some watchmakers specialize in vintage work, some watchmakers specialize in chronographs, some watchmakers specialize in XYZ, right? So when they're able to specialize in stuff like that, and they come across your watch, they're more likely to be able to help you out than if you brought your watch to a manufacturer who no longer carries that movement, let's say. And there are plenty, plenty more instances where manufacturers are not ideal, but hopefully this just gives you a glimmer, hopefully a tip of the iceberg, to start realizing and opening up your mind that the manufacturers isn't always the right idea, in the sense where they also mess up too. And I'm telling this from experience. Manufacturers mess up a lot more, way more than your regular independent watchmaker. And the best way I can explain is because when you're working at a manufacturer and you mess up, you can generally get the parts because you're within the organization, versus independent watchmakers, where if they mess up, they run the risk of not being able to secure parts for whatever it is that they messed up on. So the level of care might be a little bit different, and that's something for you to consider. And of course, there's always, you know, good examples and bad examples on both sides. So this is definitely something for you to consider, and hopefully for you to digest and really, really start to understand and see both sides of the equation in that sense. And it looks like that's it for today, guys. Hopefully that was short, simple, and straight to the point. And what I want to kind of end off by saying today is I want to thank you for everybody that has been listening to me for so far. And I just want to say I really appreciate your attention. It's been a long, long ride. And if you're just tuning in now, or if you're, you know, you've been an OG follower from the beginning of the days, I just want to say thank you. And I hope you guys have a wonderful and fantastic day. Take care.